Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Duty truck needs service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at powerstruckparts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Well, so fitting, Roger. That Vincent Alvarano,
right?
Is this day, 1997, Men in Black came out.
Is that right?
How about that?
Well, yes, birthday this week.
I know. Yeah. By the way, if you just joined the show, happy birthday to our man Christian Weaver. He is. Where's my bag? Happy birthday, Christian. Happy birthday, Wizard. Here, let's go. We see him on his 30th, Joe. 30th birthday for Christian. How about that?
Big one.
That's a big one. It is.
It's a milestone.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We're here at Torpedo Joe's, which is 7 minutes off of I-430 on Colonel Glenn Road. They're open now, and they'll be open till 9 tonight. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning till 9. And then I think 8. Well, how late on Saturday, Doug, are you guys going? 11? 11 at night? Okay, these days we're not shooting off fireworks. 661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. We're going to visit with Neil Erisman in a minute and Chris Curry. But first, let's welcome Joe officially, if we can, Christian, onto the show.
They call him Big Joe from Slater Mow.
Oh, it works.
He is a 7-foot man, muscle and meat. One of the leading scorers in Razorback history. Big Joe led the Hogs to an amazing 75% winning percentage, including a historic win against number one Michael Jordan and North Carolina. He captured Olympic gold, then added an NBA world title with MJ and the Chicago Bulls. Big Joe actually played with as many NBA teams as Tom Brady won Super Bowls. But who's counting? He loves Western and worships Barry Manilow. Now representing Corky's Ribs and Barbecue, Joe Culline.
Yeah, buddy.
Joe, we did go to 119-year-old or something like that yesterday. Corky's 50 years old, right?
Feels
close.
Yeah, 30 years old. Celebrated that. Yeah, close. What do you got going on for July 4th weekend?
If you come in and you're going to feed a big group, and you spend $250 or more, you get a free. You get a $25 gift card. So,
very nice.
And then we have a slab dinner for two for $25. So it's a slab of ribs, a big old slab of ribs, four sides and four rolls for $25. So it's a
Y'all going out of business because that's what them prices sound like, Joe.
So you can
if according to you, yes. If you're coming over and looking for some free stuff like you're always doing, we're closed.
You know what?
We're not open. We can't afford you anymore.
So, let me just go on record and say I can go to a couple of other places for free food, but I don't.
So Joe, can I get those like specials like today? I'm getting those
4th of July.
On Saturday. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Now you can get the 4th of July, the spend $250 and get a 25, but it says here, I'm going to make sure, but it says, 4th of July only, but I'll clarify that. But on the post, it says 4th of July only. I'm the last one to know on a lot of these things, but as of right now, it's on the 4th only.
Getting ready to visit with Neil Erisman. Roger, I was sitting there looking at this. You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, hunky lighters, Husker do's, Husker don'ts, cherry bombs, Nipsey daisies, or with or without scooter stick, or with one single whistling kitty chaser crap flappers?
Just sparklers. And smoke bombs.
the greatest fireworks line of all time in the movies. So,
sure it is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It is.
And we all know those.
Somebody was saying the reason we're not good in soccer is because all of our greatest athletes are playing other sports. I don't know if that's true
disagree.
Or not.
Well, for
there's
a long time.
That.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Surely you, surely you would by now
part of it,
be able to develop a great.
If we had. Some of our great athletes from other sports plans, sure, we'd be more competitive, but there's more to it than that.
I would think so. I just think we would be more, we would progress as a soccer power. It just would seem sooner or later, and maybe this is the year. Maybe this is the one. I knew when Christian tweeted out last night, oh, this is not going to be good if we don't have. And by the way, too, give me the guy's name who's got the red card, and then give me the two names that Roger didn't get a chance to hear this morning. First of all, who got the red card?
Fodler and Balogun, who hit.
Okay, Balogun.
His story. He's actually English. I don't know if you guys have heard his story.
No, I haven't.
He was born in America because his mother traveled to America too late in her pregnancy, so he was born in America. He's an American citizen.
That's interesting.
So then they went back to England. He was raised in England. He's English. He's not quite good enough to play for England yet, so he's playing for America.
Oh wow, that's a shot.
He's a good player, but they have Harry Kane, who's one of the best players in the world.
Did you say Hurricane or Harry Kane?
He had two goals yesterday.
Yeah, who don't?
Harry Kane.
Who don't have
Now, Roger, listen to these two names that we've been talking about soccer for 2 weeks now, and I don't think I've heard Christian, and I know you don't have access to your board, Roger. You'd be playing the nerd alert when you hear this. Give me the two names, Christian, that you mentioned.
Romelu Lukaku and Kevin De Bruyne.
Here's the deal. You know what? You may be 30 years old, but you still have.
Stop it! You're joking now. You're pulling out a leg. All right, one more time, Roger. I want to see if you can. Okay, Roger. I want to see if you can repeat the three names. Say it again, Christian.
Romelu Lukaku, Kevin De Bruyne, Francois Courtois.
Okay, so I don't think I can pronounce them, but I guarantee you all three of those are at Cupid's.
They also have Jeremy Doku. And
this is just ridiculous.
Demons and Onana. Those are some other players that they have.
That is that may be the most unique names I've ever heard, ever. That is crazy. Someone says, Baz, I think you hurt Joe's feelings yesterday. He was talking about your betrayal going to Jones Barbecue on the Zone. And when he finished, he angrily rang your bell, threw it down, and said, I hate that stupid bell.
That's not true. I kept my composure. As far as you know.
You'll appreciate this, Joe. We go to the Roger? I just went blank on the
Jones.
In Mena. No. It's the
White House.
It's the Skyline Cafe in Mena. And then, Joe, there's another
I know. I know all about it. I know all about your mistresses. I know about your side pieces.
But it's a different.
You leave town. You think you can scoot out of town and go down the road and nobody will know.
It's a completely different deal than your deal. The guy has one product. He sells one sandwich, and that's all he does.
Okay.
He's 81.
Okay, whatever.
Barbecue owners should rally together. Hey, let's go to the
He's got two tables in there.
That's it. Get your drinks out of the refrigerator. Get out of here, kids.
You ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here.
We are here at Torpedo Joe's, but we want to get Neil Arisman real quick. Joe was telling you about last night. The Trojans announced they're going to be in a new conference, the United Conference, and wanted to get Neil Arisman since they're really not in that conference yet. Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Good morning, man. Good to be back.
Yeah, listen, great to talk to you. Saw you last night. And so, Joe, I had to make mention, I don't think they gave enough love to Neil Arisman, who's had a top 25 program basically the last 2 years.
He's killing it.
He's killing it. And then you actually have been able to get some new guys in, right? That I don't know how you do it with the little amount of money you do, but you got it rolling again, right?
Yeah, we've been fortunate enough to do really well in the recruiting. We've had, out of our seven recruiting classes, five have been inside the top 25. We just finished, inside the top 25 again in recruiting. And then we got, some really, really solid transfers. Got the SoCon champ coming to us from Citadel. And then we got two junior college national champions. One was a junior college wrestler of the year. And then got a transfer from Iowa State, who was a, several year starter there. So, We probably have one of our better classes we've had in a long time. So super excited about that. Super excited about, the opportunity for Little Rock to get into this conference and be in a place where they can compete with some higher competition and, up their RPI and things like that so they can make it to the tournament without having to win. And that's, I think that's a big goal of this conference.
Well, Joe, the other thing, and Neil, that, you know, the travel, the geography of the previous conference.
Gosh.
I mean, it is a tough road to Indiana. And, of course, you already mentioned the conference championship for basketball. The tournament is going to be in Allen, Texas, a lot closer than going up to Indiana. So that's a positive just from a travel standpoint, isn't it, Neil?
Yeah, I mean, as a team that hits the road a lot and heads to the West Coast, and you know, I understand that. I mean, there's times where these teams are on the road more than they're in Little Rock, and I think that's going to be a big value to them. They can create some regional rivalries, which is important. You know, just not just with UCA, but other teams that are fairly close, so fans can travel. So, should be pretty exciting for them.
Does it feel weird that, like, you're at that event last night and you're not in that conference? They're all talking about moving the conference. Not me. Not wrestling. Is it sort of weird to be in that kind of scenario?
I mean, it was a little awkward, but it was also like, Coach Curry is a good friend of mine, and I want to support that dude. He supported
you
me
bet.
Since I first got here, and you know, I was a super young head coach. You know, for probably the first 3 or 4 years of my head coaching career, I was the youngest head coach in the country, and he was a big mentor to me. So being there was more, to support my fellow coaches as much as anything.
You bet. Well, Roger, Trey Schaap was the MC. The governor was there, and I almost wanted to jump down and run down. Trey did a good job, but I wanted to make sure and recognize and give some love to Neil Arisman, and I also wanted to give some recognition to Van Compton, who was there last night. Hall of Fame, went to the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. Joe, you know her, has been there forever. And just wanted to give her a little bit. Would you ask Van to stand up, please? Let's give her a round of applause.
You just gotta criticize everybody.
No, I'm just saying.
They don't run it the way he wants.
I'm just trying
Am I right, Neil? If it's not done the way David wants it done, call everybody out. Call out the governor. Call out the secretary of state.
You sure say, listen.
Not do it to Baz's satisfaction, so we're going to get on the radio. Poor Neil in here, he's just trying to get his program going. He's like, hey, did you see what they
did? I got Neil's
back. They don't love you, Neil. They don't like you. You need to get
It was an oversight. It was, Joe, I do so many events that I pay attention to the details, and sometimes other people don't. Yeah, Neil, go ahead.
I was just saying, Baz called me a foxhole dude, so. Me and Baz are in the foxhole together, and we've been there for a while, so I appreciate you.
And Roger, we're going to get to hang out. You're going to get to hang out with Neil and Kelly on a trip to the Musketeers. And so they were on the trip last year that you weren't able to go on with Sam. And so
I was helping orphans.
Yeah. Looking forward to hanging out with you.
Don't sound so excited, Roger.
I am pumped about it.
Yeah, Roger doesn't know. Roger really doesn't. He doesn't have much of a concept for it either because he didn't go last year. I didn't either until I went. Neil's been several years.
Yeah, no idea. But I'm looking to maybe do some Roman Greco stuff with you. Don't sound so excited, Coach.
Hey, I'll bring you a singlet.
I'll bring you
a singlet. You can wear it to the beach.
You got it, brother.
All right, buddy.
Please don't do that.
Thanks, Neil.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys, I got to run, man.
All right, Joe. Good to see you, buddy.
Listen, yesterday, I wouldn't.
I gotta go get ready. I gotta do a radio interview at 8 o'clock with another station.
Yesterday,
and I'm driving to Marion to be on there.
It's Marianna.
It's Marion. Okay, I'm driving to Myron, and I gotta do a bit with their sports radio show. So
don't believe you're lying to us, Joe.
But our specials are the 3rd and the 4th, Friday and Saturday.
The rib special is July 4th.
But they're going to do them both days.
Friday
and Saturday, you can get a slab dinner for two, which is a slab of ribs, four sides, four rolls for $25. And then if you spend over $250, we give you a $25 gift card.
With the beauty, Roger.
And I'm going to do things the way you do them. And you could come down to Torpedo Joe's, and they will give you another $100 for free. You know, this is what they do. We're going to honor 75 people, and they're coming to your place.
Thanks,
so we're having a special, and bring your receipt to
Mark,
Torpedo Joe's, and they will give you $100 free. Right, guys? Hello?
Roger.
Hello?
What's so funny? You know who's been blowing up my phone? The Man Cave winners. Mark and Sandy, they keep going.
Are you stiffing them?
No, we're responsible for it. But that shows.
Did they not get it yet?
They're not yet. But that shows how much they want, how important it is to them.
Give me their address.
No, we got
and
it.
And I'll take care of them.
No, we got to come.
Again, I did not know we were giving them $100. But we're glad to do. Yeah, drive over to Marion and see if they'll give them $100.
I was going to say,
when we
Roger,
give away your stuff for free.
Can't wait to talk to Bobby.
the beauty that we get to have our buddy Joe and brag on his amazing product.
Amazing.
And yet still go over there and support an 81-year-old man that's been in business for 117 years.
And you
years.
Would, too. You would, too. Let me tell you something. I taste no better barbecue than yours, Joe, even when I do tip. I do tip.
This is, you know, it's funny. Corky's is polar opposite of what Jones Barbecue is. He has one item. And that's what he sells, and Joe's got 9,000 items.
Well, you know,
but you can appreciate both of them.
Well, we do. We appreciate the fact. I think a lot of it with what you said, there's a history.
You're purchasing history.
There's
when you
a book that you signed.
That's right, we signed
so you
it.
Go somewhere, it's all over the place. No, listen, we love Joe. We love Joe. And Joe's right. You do criticize. You should have heard the way he was criticizing me that I was driving speed limit, and he's going, look at all these people.
They're
look
just blowing his doors look, off.
They're just blowing your doors off. Put your doors off.
Well, you know, he was looking at his phone while he was driving.
You are such a sack. You are a sack, my friend.
He got distracted. Right, people were blowing his doors off.
I'm in a marked car.
He was doing good, though. He did a good job. Yeah, listen, I'm not complaining at all. I just point out
sounds
things
completely like
I just when Christian, when I see things that maybe could be done a little bit better and somebody gets shorted, I just want to step in and give the guy who was shorted a little credit. That's all.
You
listen,
know what?
It's
you
a beautiful
what?
Night. The Trojans had a beautiful night. The Governor's Mansion excited about their new conference.
That's why at
we'll
any
Chris
wedding
on
he
minutes.
Goes to, they never ask, anyone here want to say anything, you know, or forever hold your peace. They don't ask that.
That's right. So Doug and Mark are here. So let's do this. How about I've got a trivia question. What do we want to give away?
I've got that big assortment pack right
Can
there.
Can I get in one. On it?
And what it put you on a headset there, Mark. What is so? What is the assortment pack? What's in there?
It has all kinds of stuff. So
all kind of goodies. What's the value of it?
I think it's $70.
All right, $70. This is the question, Roger. You're the king of all trivia, but I saw this today. You might have saw it in this day in history. So the first person that calls and gets it right wins that. So here we go. 1988, Michael Jackson became the first artist to have 5 number one singles from one album. That is when Dirty Diana went to top of the Billboard Hot 100. So if you'll give me, actually just gave you one of the songs.
Well,
give me
you just
three.
Gave the answers pretty much, right?
I gave one of them. Give me three of the 5 songs. 3 of the 5 songs with Michael Jackson's album in 1988 that became the first album that had 5 number one hits on it. I already gave you one, Dirty Diana.
All right, let's go to the phones. Here's one on the phone. Let's see who this is. Crank it up. Pull up my pods, Christian.
Pull up his pods?
Pull up my
Whoa!
Pods. Here we go.
Whoa!
Pull up the button. Here we go.
What's that bulge in his pocket?
Randy, we're playing a contest. That's a bottle rocket, okay?
That's a bottle
Weirdo.
Rocket.
Weirdo. Stop calling.
All right, let me know if you got somebody.
He does.
Okay,
we
who
got
we got?
Steve on the phone here.
All right, Steve.
Yes,
give
sir.
Me 3 of the 5 songs. 3 of the top 5 songs. Go.
Oh, Lord. I just thought you was asking for the name of the album. Is it Thriller?
No, I don't
you
think
you did it, ask about the album.
No, I'm not asking. It's the songs, the 5 number one songs. No, that's not it. Just give me the 5 number one songs, 1988. I'm not even sure what the name of the it's bad. It's bad. That's it. Was the,
right.
it was the bad album. Yeah, bad album.
Next caller, what's your name?
Cowboy.
All right, what you give me 3 of them.
Let me see.
Google.
Billie
I've
Jean.
Already given you 2. Nope. Yeah, he's out. People are wanting, but they're not getting it. Roger, did you know this answer? Did you see it?
No.
You guys know it?
Yeah, I can get it.
5 number ones. I know you do, Christian. Go ahead.
Next caller, what's your name?
Brandon.
All right, Brandon, give me 3 of those songs that were top number one of the 5.
I Just Can't Stop Loving You, Bad,
yep.
And The Way You Make Me Feel.
That's it. That's 3.
Yeah,
what were the,
boy.
Good job, Brandon.
Man in the Mirror, the 4th one.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So here we go. So we got Dirty Diana.
Okay.
I Just Can't Stop Loving You, Bad, The Way You Make Me Feel, and Man in the Mirror. Five number ones on that album. Good job, buddy.
I don't know if I know Dirty Diana.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
Dirty Diana.
Yeah.
Dirty Diana. Brooke, sing it.
Yeah, there you go.
Please again, Christian.
Dirty Diana.
No, don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me hear more.
Mark, here, okay, I think that's all I got. Yeah, how about one more time, Christian?
Another?
Yeah,
Dirty
one more.
Dirty Diana.
Why, the second? It's the second one to get you.
I don't.
Mark the tape, and we got to hear that before the show is over again.
Yeah.
What's the message you need to get out to everybody who's listening? This is the prime time. 7:30
We're never going to have another celebration like this in our lifetime.
Because it's 250.
Yeah. It's going to be a big weekend for fireworks. I mean, you know, we started out shooting cannons back in 1776.
Look
That's how
you.
They celebrated.
Look at that right there.
I mean, and then it just evolved into fireworks.
Let me ask you fellas this. Were you like Baz, myself, and James Ballantyne? We celebrated the last one as well.
76.
What was that?
What were you born?
I was 77, so.
You missed it.
So you're not even close. Okay.
What are you?
I'm 84, so.
Oh, wow.
This is our second big milestone for the country. That's
yeah.
exactly right.
We had the bicentennial, and this is the sester. Centennial.
This is,
Yeah, you're right. So, and I imagine everybody's putting on the big boy fireworks. Yes. Will probably be the bigger one.
And we also have the stuff for the kids. I mean, parents bring their kids in and they get their little shopping.
Do you enjoy that? Is that fun to watch?
Oh, it's so fun. I mean, they just go down those aisles and start filling them up.
Well, the reality is you don't really know. We hit the break there if you want to, guys. You don't know what these things do. You got 10,000 of these little things.
Right.
And do they come into parents and go, what do they do? And you go, this is what they do.
That's a lot of time.
Yes. Do you know what every firework does in here?
Pretty much.
Pretty close.
Have you shot all of them off?
Shot them all, watched them all online. We go to shows, too.
We pick a lot of our fireworks.
From our distributors, we'll go to shoot shows.
Oh, I love that. That's a fun show. This is
you say shoot shows?
That's right.
This is a Dirty Diana. This is Dirty Diana. Listen.
This is a banger.
That's what the kids say. Banger, Roger.
It's about a woman trying to take advantage of a man of power.
So good.
And you don't recognize that, Raj?
Kinda.
Well, turn it down.
What year was this?
This was 88.
All right.
Roger,
I was probably real deep into country.
You were shocked yesterday. I'm going to ask you guys when we were talking about Joe Nichols' new song. It's going to be a number one hit.
Yeah.
It's called C'est la vie. And what is the phrase, Roger? I said that's such a great phrase.
He's never heard this phrase before. He's
in the song.
Yeah, in the song it says,
"Don't let the door hit you.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you."
I've never heard that in my life.
Roger,
you've never heard that. Have you heard it, Doug?
He's so innocent.
I have heard that.
He's
yes.
such a good guy. He's so innocent as he's going, "No, I've never heard of that, and I've never driven this slow." That's what he said. But he's never. Christian, have you heard that slow? That slow?
I've never heard
say,
that either. No.
You know? Well, you're 30. You're 30. Okay. I wouldn't expect you to.
Yeah. I like it. It's going to be a number one. It's going to be a number one song because he had Tequila's make your clothes fall off.
Yeah.
That's Ballantyne's theme. That's what he likes to. This is it, Raj. Number one. One of five.
You know what, mate? Why do you have these Cosby posters at your house? What's that all about?
All right, don't go away. We'll come back and visit with Chris Curry. We got RJ Hall coming by.
Right.
We got some more fireworks to give away. And more importantly, you got to come here and buy everything from here. Air conditioned, 9 to 9 today, 8 to 9 tomorrow night, and then 8 to 11.
Correct.
How about that? Boom.
Boom.
Website is for our Facebook page. It's
TorpedoJoes.com.
Easy peasy. All right, don't go away. 7:30.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the NBA, the two most storied franchises were busy making moves. First up were the Lakers, who traded for the Jazz's center, Walker Kessler, giving up unprotected first-round picks in 2031 and 2033, as well as first-round swaps in 2028 and 2030. On top of that, they signed guards Quentin Grimes and Colin Sexton, as well as big man Sandro Mamukelashvili. Then the Boston Celtics traded all-star and second-team All-NBA forward Jaylen Brown to the 76ers for Paul George, two first-round picks, and two second-round picks. Brown had been in trade rumors most of this offseason, but the league was reportedly much lower on him as a player than the public. And NBA Summer League starts up tomorrow with the California Classic. Former Razorback Adu Thiro will be playing with the Lakers at 9:30 against the Warriors. That game can be seen on ESPN New York Prime Video or NBA TV. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny with a high of 95 degrees today and a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. But of course, the big threat is still the extreme heat. With the high humidity and high heat, well, heat index values could reach 105. And so, of course, the heat advisory. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We stay warm with a low of 76. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market, serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Worcester, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
It's the win-win that leads to a grin-grin. You get a family membership to the Little Rock Racquet Club or Athletic Club. You get in shape. They get in the pool. And boy, do they have pools. Your Little Rock Racquet or Athletic Club. People will witness the fitness.
John Daly joins the Mayhem Tuesday mornings, courtesy of Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership. From Goldwing trikes to side-by-sides, Honda of Russellville has an inventory no one else has. Check it out at hondaofrussellville.com.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
All right, it is 7:34. Sarah Man Ray Charles. We are here at Torpedo Joe's. Something we've been doing out here for at least 10 years, Roger, or longer. Family owned. Just really good people. Snyders are awesome. Doug and Brooke and Mark and Michelle and Brian and Rhonda and all the kids and mama and daddy and uncles and friends. This is the place to get your fireworks. And so they do it right, and they're good people. And they are open most of the hours between now and Saturday night, and they will take good care of you. Matter of fact, you guys said you ran out of those flat cars, Roger, last night. They had so many people in here, they ran out of those things. That's, you know, they were bigger than the grocery carts.
Right. Well, and if they run out of these, go out and get in one of the monster trucks.
That's right.
Yeah, four of them out there.
Four of them this
four
year.
Yeah, we got to talk about that. Yeah, the how that's become a thing. Hey, let's check in real quick. Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass hotline, and talk to another Trojan coach, Chris Curry, who we have not talked to officially. Yeah. Since he's come back from his super regional.
Right.
I saw him last night. He did an outstanding job. Chris Curry, good morning. How are you, bud?
Good morning. Good morning. I love July 4th. I love fireworks. I love Ray Charles. I was just hoping for some American Trilogy by Elvis.
we played it yesterday. Yeah, we played it yesterday, down. Chris.
It's coming, coach.
Okay. That's my fault. I know y'all keep me up to date on the Elvis music.
So have you finally, has the dust settled on all things baseball and the craziness and success that you had getting to the Super Regional?
I wish that was the case. I wanted to come on last week. I was in Omaha before the games on the All-American committee voting for that. And then I'm on my way to a 8 o'clock recruit breakfast. And so a lot of people, you know, the portal closed, Baz, on the 29th. But I think you guys understand, Baz and Raj, but that just meant that was your opportunity to get in the baseball portal. We'll still be recruiting all the way through the month of July to finalize our roster. And so I get asked all the time, man, are y'all taking a break? Are y'all going to the beach? No chance. Not in the summer. The baseball coach's summer is November, December. So we're still hard at it. The dust has not settled. That was an awesome event last night. I appreciate Governor Sanders for opening up the mansion for us. It's really cool.
Yeah, and the other big news, Roger, is that if I'm not mistaken, if the word is sign. But you've got everybody coming back. You agree. Everybody agreed. Nobody went in the transfer. You didn't lose anybody, right? You got them all.
We didn't lose anybody, Baz. There's a lot of people that have to help to make that happen because that's just the day and age we live in. You have to start immediately on retaining your players and, you know, what that looks like for their numbers and what they think their market value is and what you can do to help them understand their value here and the playing time and the innings. But no, we didn't lose anybody, and that allowed us to figure out who we needed to go and target. But that's one reason that I'm happy to still be here, is because we're investing in baseball. We want to win. We're going into the new league. We're coming off of two really good years, and I think the players see that and they want to be here.
Yeah, Roger, remember we saw the announcement in the paper a few days ago, Chris, to a new contract for, was it 20 years, your new contract, Chris? I can't remember the terms of it. Hey, but they re-signed a five-year deal, and that's awesome. I know that there might have been some other opportunities that you could have taken to go to other places, but home is here, and I love the fact that you're sticking around.
Yeah, I'm excited. They started that conversation even before the season was over, which meant a lot to me. I'm from here. I'm a Central Arkansas guy. I want to be coaching at home. My kids are coming up through school. Don't want to move them around. And I think we showed, and college baseball showed, that you can get to Omaha from just
you
about
betcha.
Anywhere.
You betcha.
Know, with the Super Regional at Troy, and Little Rock can do it. We need to get our new stadium up and going, get those conversations going. We can host a regional right here and even a super.
Well, Roger, what was the what did Nolan used to say? You got to feed once you create the monster. Yeah. Well, now listen, yeah. Chris, you have created a monster here where the expectation, and that's, I'm sure that's what you want. And people are saying, hey, they expect you to get to Omaha now. Take the next step.
Yeah, it's Baz. It's definitely a monster. I feel it one step behind me every morning when I get up, and that's what we want. Who wants to be in a program where there aren't winning expectations? Nobody wants to be a part of a program where they say, "Hey, we just hope you make the conference tournament or break 500." We don't want to do that. We want to be in a program. It's crazy talk. People have come up to me last night going, "All right, coach, the next step's Omaha, right?" I'm kind of looking at them. I'm going, right. Yeah, that's the next step. But, hey, that's a real conversation for Little Rock Baseball, and that's a good thing. We welcome it.
Sure is. Yeah. Well, it's remarkable. You know, you saw what Oklahoma did. I think it shows you what Ole Miss did a couple years ago. You can have an average or even a below average regular season and still get hot and still win a national championship or get to Omaha. So, I mean, that's there now. It's out there, and maybe it had been done before, but having been done by Ole Miss and now Oklahoma, and like you said, you know, programs like yours, I think it gives everybody a shot to remind, hey, even if we stumble into the conference tournament, we can still get hot. We're excited for you, Chris. What are you doing for the 4th? What are you doing Saturday? You said you're going up to this function. Is that Saturday for the 4th?
Yes, we're going to be. I'm a big 4th of July guy. I need to stop by where y'all are and pick up a cart full of stuff. I grew up shooting everything that you're supposed to shoot and not shoot and shooting them at each other, and you know, two brothers, and I love it. So we'll be around the Lane County area, Little Rock, over to Hot Springs, got family over there, and so we'll be all in the middle of. I got my t-shirt for the 200, the bicentennial, and I'm excited. I like celebrating.
It just hit me, Roger. I don't know, does Chris Curry have a Morning Mayhem shirt? Do you have a Morning Mayhem t-shirt?
I do not.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to make that happen. We're closing in on
the jersey trade.
Wow. I like it.
Yeah, you know what, Coach? That's not a bad idea, but you don't have to give us anything. I don't know if there's anything left. Trey Schaap has it all. But we would love to. We would love to rip some UALR stuff, and we'll get you a shirt, no doubt.
We're going to get that done. Matter of fact, we're coming up
1,307.
No, so we corrected that. We're coming up on 1,037.
That's exactly 1,000. Right. It's going to be our 1,037th shirt, Coach. So what we're looking for, and I'm sure Steve Qualls is listening, we'll get you a T-shirt and a dry fit hoodie.
Hey, I love it.
Absolutely,
yeah,
love those, yeah. Coach.
I'll wear it.
Very good.
And Coach, when things slow down, maybe, I mean, we got a crazy month of July. We're all over the map, NASCAR and all the things. But one morning you want to come up and just hang out on the show for a couple hours and have some fun with us. We'd love to have you. And maybe you can bring Neil up too, for that matter.
I would love to. It'll start slowing down a little bit here in July, Baz, and we'll be around. So just reach out, and I'd love to make it happen and hang out with you guys. Y'all are a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, congratulations again on the new conference. You got to save some money on gas and mileage, which will be nice.
That's right.
And I think it's an upgrade, and it's going to be positive for the Trojans.
Yeah.
It'll be great. Keep up the good work, and happy birthday to America, and play some Elvis Trilogy if you got it.
It's done. Coach Curry. Hey, send your address and sizes to Baz.
Steve Qualls is on it.
He's ready to go.
Design lab. Boom, he'll have it there. Maybe in like an hour.
Yeah.
See you, Chris. Have a great 4th.
Thanks, guys. Go Trojans.
Go Trojans. We got to say happy birthday to Christian Weaver, yep. The Wizard. Doug turning 30.
I can't believe that.
And then Headband Roger, tomorrow is his birthday. And Wookie is tomorrow.
All around the same time. I think we lost the guys as they were wishing people happy birthdays. It's about time to take a break anyway. I'll go ahead and take us to break. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk to the guys from Torpedo Joe's and we'll get into whatever else. Stay tuned.
Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry, along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Found Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Found Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
This is Justin Acree. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now. This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. In the snows of Kilimanjaro, Ernest Hemingway writes, he had destroyed his talent by not using it, by betrayals of himself and what he believed in, by drinking so much that he blunted the edge of his perceptions, by laziness, by sloth, and by snobbery, by pride and by prejudice, by the hook and by crook. One of the things that makes life worthwhile is using our talents and abilities to bless others and make a difference in this world. We're here for a short time, friends. Make the most of it. Double B supports all hardworking Arkansans who are contributing to the common good. Our 34 locations across the state are here to help you make a quick pit stop so you can take care of business. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it and go. That's Double B's.
There's nothing better than the great outdoors, especially when you have a great lawn and being outside enjoying it. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. And just like the best defense against weeds is the team at Sanders Ground Essentials, the best defense against mosquitoes this summer is too. A monthly mosquito barrier from Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those mosquitoes away, which keeps my backyard parties going. On the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tune into The Zone each week when Susan Erin Prowse shares her keys to the weekend music events calendar. Brought to you by Willie D's and Big Red Dog Productions. Big Red Dog Productions is your gateway to music excellence in Central Arkansas and beyond. Visit entertainersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
It's Coach Roy Peterball, Rooster Poot High School. Everybody there loves to listen to The Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
Dirty Diana.
Very nice, very nice. It is 7:49
for the coach.
Yeah, that's we did that yesterday, and so Never Can Get Enough American Trilogy. We are here at Torpedo Joe's, 7 minutes off of I-430. Great to have the Schneider family, the Schneider clan. You want to recognize your kids, all the kids that are over there?
Yeah,
state champions, right?
Yes, my niece and nephew are over there, both my nieces. They play for Mount St. Mary's soccer team, and they just won the state championship.
Wow.
Madison and Julia.
Roger, can we get a salute? It's a champion salute there, champion salute. I see the young man over there. This is a family affair.
Oh,
Roger
yeah.
was asking the question, do you you guys still coloring the bags?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So for those that don't know,
tradition.
When you buy something here, the kids have bags that they've put cartoons on.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that's a cool tradition. And you two guys have been online sensations, social media sensations, doing wrestling. Roger, you saw them. One was Macho Man.
They do IG as good as anybody.
Okay, Mark, you're Macho Man. And Doug, turn that down just a little bit. We'll get back to it, Christian. All right, let's hear a little back and forth with Hulk Hogan and the Macho Man coming out there. They need to come back here to Torpedo Joe's.
Good morning, brother. We've got the best, biggest fireworks store in Central Arkansas. Y'all need to come out, get the biggest, baddest cakes and artillery shells we've got out here.
Oh, yeah, brother. I'm glad you mentioned that. We got an 8,000-square-foot building here with the biggest booms in the city. I mean, we got rockets. We got everything. We got artillery shells, cakes. I mean, we got stuff for the little kiddies, too. I mean, if you want to see all these little things, do a little flying in the air, we got them right here down here at Torpedo Joe.
Woo! All right. Woo! Roger, the only thing I think there is...
Hot caps, Jenny.
A wrestling man needs a shorter joint.
Well, we don't know if we want that wrestling man down here. He likes to set things on fire. We don't know if we need that here in Torpedo Joe. You got to set that stuff out.
You got it, brother.
Good point, wrestling man.
It's super. Listen, I love these guys. I've known them forever. I used to babysit them. I'm their godfather, actually. I remember when Doug, first time I ever gave him a bath, he was really upset about it. He was 12. And I said, get in there. And I said, get over there. But seriously, in all seriousness, that did happen. He was sin. But I set my fingers on fire, and I light all the fireworks with my finger. Hey, where's no Torpedo Joe Klein? I know that's what they call him in the NBA. Sissy boy.
It was funny. Listen, Joe got excited talking about fireworks.
Oh, he sure did.
He brought that picture out.
Kid in the candy store.
He did. He shouldn't have wore khakis.
How many years altogether have y'all been doing this?
16.
Wow. Come along.
Y'all been here 10.
So. Yeah, come along. Roger, remember they
from a tent in the corner.
Yeah, and y'all. So why the big trucks? Just to get attention to people to see when you drive by.
Because they're men.
Yeah.
And they sweat blood and tears and DNA.
And the ladies in your life are so important behind the scenes. Oh, all the ladies
for sure
doing so much work here. And we get breakfast. Who all's cooking up breakfast?
My dad,
your dad
Don's out there, and then he's got his buddies Paul and Buck.
Buck.
Yeah, Buck's Paul. Always here.
Buck's always
here. You got your German Shepherd. Nobody thinks he can come in here and steal anything, right?
That's right. That's our security right there.
Not a good idea. And whenever breakfast is ready, this is what we'll hear.
There it is right there. If you just tuned in and we're in a cave last night, USA wins it 2-0, Rog.
2-0.
And I did see on TV last night, Christian, they went Bosnia and Herzegovina. I noticed that. It's sort of in the paper they don't do that. In the printed word,
maybe the AP version is AP, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
That's exactly right. So, did you ever think it would be a monumental matchup? Belgium versus the United States in soccer.
Hey, they created French for us.
Very nice. And you've got to. There comes RJ. You've got to go back one more time. I want to hear Christian on his birthday, age 30. Give me the three names that we've learned that are so cool to pronounce. Here we go.
Romelu Lukaku, Kevin De Bruyne, and Francois Courtois.
Check this out.
Let me tell you what.
You're throwing too many big words at me. Okay, now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect. Watch your mouth.
Yeah, this is, matter of fact, somebody sent us a message today on Christian's birthday and says, happy birthday to the Wizard. What a great addition. To the mayhem.
Agreed.
Yeah. How about that? The reviews you're getting, Christian. But Roger, are we concerned that he might get a big head at all?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right.
No.
Christian goes. Well, listen. He's only been working for us for how long now? Six months.
Mm-hmm.
But he's already said. Well, we have to do the Hawks Home movie review today.
Oh.
And he goes, I think I'll just sit this one out. So whoa,
unreal. I'm really shocked at that.
I want to say
go ahead.
About soccer. I'm actually a really big soccer fan. I do not get to talk about it a whole lot because nobody watched soccer here. So every 4 years,
that's
I get to flex
me.
It a little
That's
bit.
Not me.
Yeah, that's okay. Listen, that's all right.
So
on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most ardent fan,
well,
1 being nothing,
NBA,
where are you?
Basketball, I'm a 10 in general. I'd say soccer, I'm probably about an 8. 8 or 9.
Okay. Yeah. So you got to be very excited about what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just so glad that they won because it just keeps the American people engaged. I mean, the average fan would be like.
Well, yeah, well, think about this, what this weekend will be like. You know, because we're still winning and still celebrating. And then we have the next match Monday.
Right.
And, Roger, you know, you and I have talked about this. We agree. If it's got an American flag on it, I don't care if it's Jax. Thank you, Doug. Thank you. We're rooting on for America to win, dadgummit.
Yeah. Even if we're in the wrong. I'm sorry, but I got to stay with old girl.
The other thing we mentioned early in the show, Roger, in addition to all the Trojan movement with the new conference, Dave Van Horn going into another Hall of Fame. Right. I think that's, you know, interesting that they do that before they retire, but he deserves it. He's got the career. The other thing, Roger, you were busy putting getting the equipment to work. Danny Glover, diagnosed with Alzheimer's. That's he's 80 years old. Boy, it's tough when you get that to go, oh, crap.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, I just...
Strength and honor.
Did you guys see the story that came out on three or whatever? They said this is the most expensive June in the history of high school football recruiting. That apparently A&M... Yeah, no, getting the high school class. A&M apparently spent $10 million on just... the high school guys.
Oh, my God.
And he said, they're paying the high school guys $1 million now. They won't stop. It's just stupid. Uh-huh. You know, these kids aren't worthy. Yes, they don't deserve to have $1 million. Just doing it just because the system is there. Now, will they go on to be great players? Yeah. But we should be paying some of these kids $800,000. Maybe.
I mean, it's just a bust.
But because there's no rules, there's no structure, they can't control their own sales. They feel like they got to keep paying because these agents, they said every high school player has an agent now.
Right.
Basically.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. It's, for example, they said here, while the overall price for a 5-star recruit is still fairly steady, the price for 4-star recruits has climbed significantly. As one source told On3, the kid we might have valued at $400,000 is now getting offers to be $750,000.
I don't know what to do.
Says a guy who was making $200,000 last year is making $1 million this year. It's just that people are just really getting burned because nobody will say no. It's because you know, and they're just, you know, it's just
you have to do it to keep up with the other teams.
That's right.
And then you get these kids building.
Yeah, A&M it's got like 6 5-stars, and they're paying for them. They're paying $1 million. It's just a shame that that's what this has become.
Let's go over to the phones right now. This is, or not the phone, but we have some audio from one of the recruiting classes where the high school students.
This is the business we've chosen.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's it. That's what you got. Hey, shout out to the Goose Poop Group. ESPN has thrown out the top 100 athletes, top 100 numbers. They gave the number 5, LaDainian Tomlinson, Reggie Bush, Christian McCaffrey, and Darren McFadden, and they chose D-Mac.
Yeah,
well done. Nice. First time in a long time.
Well deserved.
Also, don't forget, With a Woman You Love is our song. It's just a more finished the lyric.
Yeah, yeah.
Brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. So go ahead and look up the lyrics. We might, listen, the guys here at Torpedo Joe's might throw in a firework or two if you get that right. And they may sing along, too. Don't go away. All right, 8 o'clock here at Torpedo Joe's.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local.